It's always interesting when musicians with strong individual identities to get together to collaborate, because you're never quite sure what that collaboration is going to lead to. And in this case, two of the finest guitarists in Hawaii, Eric Peterson and Stephen Inglis, are in our studio because they've formed a new jam band. And the whole jam band phenomenon kind of implies that you can do pretty much whatever you feel like doing in that context. So welcome, Stephen. Welcome, Eric.
How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Stephen, whose idea was this?
Well, Eric's pointing at me, but not to Eric. And I go back to we first started playing together in the mid-late 90s. Eric had the Eric Peterson Band, and
I remember
my brother and I and our, had started up a band called Palolo Jones,
uh-huh.
And we did a lot of Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan, and stretching out and that stuff, and so did Eric's band. And I believe we did a double bill thing one night where Eric sat in with us on keys, and not too long after that ended up joining Palolo Jones.
Played drums in Palolo Jones,
that's
too.
Right, yeah.
So between among all those experiences, there's plenty of common ground to be found,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, especially talking about Kauai. We used to fly up to Kauai at least once a month and play in a band called the House of Spirits.
Uh-huh.
And the drummer was this guy named Bill Kreutzmann from the Grateful Dead.
Sure, sure. So one of the original jam bands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's probably the original jam band. And,
yeah.
And Eric and I, we're both big fans of the Dead, of course. And what they have is this incredible library of songs as well.
Sure.
And I don't think anybody since has really, I mean, just the songs themselves would stand on their own without the, but, you know, they kind of pioneered this Miles Davis, John Coltrane approach to rock and roll.
Right, exactly.
Whereas nobody had done that with in that context at all before. So basically, Eric and I, we played together in different projects, sideman projects. You know, we played with Makana. We played in the Piranha Brothers band. And,
yeah.
But the two of us have been itching to plug in the electrics and do some more of that really let loose kind of stuff, where, of course, the songs are the vessels.
Exactly.
But they're the heads, and you take off from there. And we have no idea what we're going to play this weekend, but people come who like to come and dance to that kind of music.
Yeah.
Kind of want that sense of reckless abandon, yeah.
Well, that's what, you know, used to be when you went to hear a jazz group, they'd play the song, and then everybody would improvise on the song. Rock and roll bands would basically play the song until the Grateful Dead came along. And then suddenly, particularly their guitarist, Jerry Garcia, would just go on these flights of fancy based on the structure of the song, right?
Right? And then they all developed this listening, too, where it became this, it wasn't just you take a solo here and then we're backing you, but everybody would kind of improvise in the true sections of, you know, freeformness.
Yeah.
Everybody would be, there'd be no static. I'm copying the rhythm part, now you're, and of course Bob Weir invented this brilliant style of rock and roll rhythm guitar that wasn't at all like any other. You know, he'd be improvising all over the neck and finding these little pockets between.
And it's about listening very carefully to one another, right, and then coming up with stuff you didn't expect to come up with, right?
Right.
Well, what's a sample of a song that you guys?
Well,
what one of your more predictable songs? At least you both know what it's going to be, right?
Well, just on the show that we're doing Saturday, I won't be playing guitar. I'll be playing keyboards.
Uh huh.
So it's I didn't want to schlep keyboards in here.
No,
there's no room. So we're probably going to do. We might do this one on Saturday.
Yeah, sure. We're gonna do some songs as well, of course, and we're gonna stretch out and jam a lot. But we do a lot of Dead. We do Dylan originals. We'll do a mix of stuff. But today's Valentine's Day, so we'll.
Okay.
We'll
anything goes, right?
Yeah.
It's also Steve's birthday.
Ah.
Hey.
So happy birthday, Steve!
All right.
You're old enough to drink now.
Ooh, finally. Yeah. I'll try some tonight. All right.
So what's the tune?
So we're going to do a Bob Dylan love song for you.
All right.
A love song is only Bob could write. This is a She Belongs to Me. Well, she got everything she needs. She's an artist. But she don't look back. But she got everything she needs. But she's an artist. But she don't look back. She can take the dark out of nighttime. She paints the daytime.
time black. You will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. Well, you will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. You'll wind up looking through a keyhole, down upon your knees.
Terrific song. I'd forgotten, Stephen, what a great song that was. And as you said, as only Bob Dylan could write it, because here's this sweet song, and then he's got that lyric about standing behind the keyhole
down
on your knees.
She's a hypnotist collector. You are a walking antique. We don't have time to do all the verses, but we'll do them all on Saturday. But
that's not exactly the moon in June.
Right,
makes me swoon. Right, he's got that edge always in his lyrics. That sounded great, you guys.
We're going to
delve into the jamming phenomenon. And keep you here in the studio. Come back with you in the second half of the show.
Oh, thank you.
Eric Peterson and Stephen Inglis will perform with their new jam band this Saturday evening at Anna O'Brien's in Honolulu.